101.1 FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
Well, good morning. We are now into the 7 o'clock hour here at WHSM Muskie Country 101. Mark Lundeen here with you. Good morning. And you know what it means at the 7 o'clock hour. Yeah, we're going to have some fun in about 15 minutes. If you haven't got your kazoo yet, you got to get one. Whether you go to the store and get one or pick one up here at the station. Because we got the kazoo song. A new way to celebrate fall with the kazoo song at 7:15 every morning. So stay tuned for that. 59 degrees right now, kind of foggy out there. It's going to be foggy most of the morning. It should clear up by 9, 10 o'clock. Otherwise, we're going to have a high of 69 today. It's going to be pretty decent with some mostly cloudy skies. Tonight, mostly cloudy and then some patchy fog overnight with a low around 51. Tomorrow's looking much sunnier, mostly sunny with a high of 73. Friday is going to be sunny. Saturday is sunny. Sunday, sunny. It's just going to be shooting us up for a great weekend. So keep it right here at Muskie Country throughout the weekend as we bring you the best in country music. Right here at WHSM Muskie Country.
We were sitting up there on your mama's roof, talking about everything under the moon, with a smell of honeysuckle and your perfume. All I could think about was my next move. Oh, but you were so shy, so was I. Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe when you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me all night? We gonna do this or why? I think you know I like you a lot, but you're about to miss your shot. Are you gonna kiss me or not? It was the best dang kiss that I ever had, except for that long one after that. And I knew if I wanted this thing to last, sooner or later I'd have to ask for your hand. So I took a chance, bought a wedding band, and got down on one knee. And you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why? I think you know I love. Are you gonna kiss me or not? So we planned it all out for the middle of June, from the wedding cake to the honeymoon. And your mama cried when you walked down the aisle. When the preacher man said, say I do, I did, you did too. Then I lit that bed, saw your pretty smile, and I said, are you gonna kiss me or not? Are we gonna do this or why? Look at all the love that we got, it ain't never gonna stop. Are you gonna kiss me or not? Yeah, baby, I love you a lot. I really think we got a shot. Are you gonna kiss me or not?
Muskie 101.
Said a word all night, but the wheels are turning in her mind. Now I was riding shotgun, and I knew things had gone awry. Just as soon as she dropped, me off at the side of the road, and she lit that gravel blind. Now I'm walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with her left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. And that's about as lonely as a highway's ever been, back here with my thumb out in the wind. Was it something that I did to her, or the things I never said? I wonder if the way we were was only in my head. Now if I even make it back to town before the sun comes up, I'm gonna hit every parking spot around till I find that pickup truck. Now I'm talking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with her left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. And that's about as lonely as a highway has ever been, back here with my thumb out in the wind. Well, I hope it right. She's laughing at how she brought me to my knees, but she won't be laughing half as loud when she gives me back my keys. She'll be walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. That's a pair of taillights she won't ever see again. She hit me with her left and right, and with nothing but the taillights. The highway's ever been, back here with my thumb out in the wind. There she goes. Here I come. Leave me out here in the middle of nowhere.
say teamwork makes a dream work. Hell, I had some help.
Best country.
101.1.
Muskie 101.
Time, break time, summertime, middle time, anytime. She was looking pretty fine, a real light, green light. Go off, fired upside downtown. She was shaking me all around. I was tuned in, going nowhere. Second wind, Jones and drooling, feeling good if you would. Oh yeah, by the way she moves, she's got me rolling in dirt in a white t-shirt. Breaker, breaker, 1-9, she's a big old flirt. By now she's got me pretty tied up, tied down. Anyway I choose, I got nothing to lose. I was looking for the wind, just trying anything. Hey, baby, where you been all my life? I've been looking for someone like you. Gone head over heels, hey, what can I do? Oh, yeah, by the way she moves, she's got me rolling in dirt in a white t-shirt. Breaker, breaker, 1-9, she's a big old flirt. By now, she's got me pretty tied up, tied down. Any way I choose, I got nothing to lose. Now I'm in a fast lane, going t-shirt.
Breaker, breaker, 1-9, she's a big old flirt.
By now, she's got me pretty tied up, tied down. Anyway, I choose, I got nothing to lose. Oh yeah, by the way she moves, she's got me rolling in dirt in a white t-shirt. Breaker, breaker, 1-9, she's a big old flirt. By now, she's got me pretty tied up, tied down. Anyway, I choose, I got nothing to lose. Time, down, time, break down, summertime, middle time, anytime. She was hey, what can I do? I got nothing to lose,
yeah. I can't go for a ride to clear my head, 'cause everything I pass puts you back in it. You were done, moving on, but you can't be too far gone. 'Cause what happens in a small town stays in a small town. Every main road we've ever gone down, Friday night bleachers, Sunday pews, ain't a county line mile without a memory of you. Every whisper, every room I won't get. Every time the bartender fills it up again, everybody knows why I'm here and you ain't around. 'Cause what happens in a small town stays in a small town.
Oh, we said this goodbye was the last. I guess I could leave, I could run from the past and from us and from you.
But this is where I belong, this is my home through the world. What happens in a small town stays in a small town. Every main road we've ever gone down, Friday night bleachers, Sunday pews, ain't a county line mile without a memory of you. Every whisper, every room I won't get. Every time the bartender fills it up again, everybody knows why I'm here and you ain't around. 'Cause
small town.
Oh, yeah.
What happens in a small town stays in a small town. Every night road we've ever gone down. Friday night bleachers, Sunday pews. Ain't a county line mile without a memory of you. Every whisper, every room I walk in. Every time the bartender fills it up again. Everybody knows why I'm here. And you ain't around.
Husky 101.
All right, it's time for our morning kazoo song. You can join the remarkable kazoo crew right here. All right, get your kazoo out. This is just a little warm up. There you got the melody. All right, you're going to get ready for this now. I want you all to get your kazoos out, let's take a deep breath, get some good exercise here, exercise the lungs, here we go. Grab your kazoo. Again, if you don't have one, send me a text message. I'd be glad to save one for you. You got to pick it up here. Here we go. Ready? One, two, three. Almost out of breath after all that. Again, get your kazoo from your favorite dollar store. Maybe at other stores they might have them in the party section. Check it out. If you can't find any, send me a text message through our Civic Media app. Say, Mark, I need a kazoo. I'll save one for you, and you can pick it up here at the studios. It's a really nicely logoed WHSM logoed kazoo as well. Ready? Here we go again. Hopefully the kids are enjoying that. I don't know what's happening at the house right now, but it's crazy here at the studio. I guess I should have a webcam up here all the time. All right, again, the kazoo song every morning at 7:15-ish. Somewhere close to that, we'll get that out there.
Fall into the end of summer with a trip to Tamarack Farms Pizza and Winery. Enjoy wood-fired farm pizzas, crisp, fresh salads, and the best barbecued ribs in town. Sip on their delicious wine slushies made with real fruit juice. Just 8 miles east of Hayward on County Highway B. Tamarack Farms is now open with new fall hours, Thursday through Sunday, 4 to 8. Follow Tamarack Farms on Facebook or at tamarackfarmswinery.com. Good times, great food, only at Tamarack Farms.
River and Rain Wellness Boutique and Rock Shop is making room for more rocks and crystals with a huge transition sale. Now through September 24th, every bath, body, skincare, wellness, and self-care product must go. 2 weeks only at 60% off. They're shifting focus to their incredible rock shop, so this is your chance to grab amazing deals on everything but the crystals. Don't wait. Visit River and Rain today on 3rd Street in downtown Hayward and help clear space for even more breathtaking crystal collections.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Muskie 101.
Mind if I sit down? Can I buy you around? Haven't seen your face before. Are you new in town? It's the same old line, oh, every time. Are you here alone? Oh, oh, can I take you home? Now every woman stays with every pretty place. There's a pair of flying eyes and a set of keys. It's gonna be a star in the backseat of my car. Oh, but baby, slow down, you're going way too far.
Let me make it clear to you, my dear. If you're not
I'm out of here. Babe, I can change your world, make you a cover girl. Yeah, you could be a queen in a magazine. Now tell me what your style.
Totally awesome. Played great country.
101.1. Muskie 101.
Do are you sitting at home all alone trying to fall asleep? Are you staring a hole through your phone praying that it rings? Are you watching a movie that you've seen a thousand times? Or maybe playing some air, getting lost in your favorite lines? Well, if you're anything like me, you just might be doing whatever it takes to drown out the noise. But I just want to hear your voice. I'm one number away from calling you. I said I was through, but I'm dying inside. Got my head in a mess. Girl, I confess, I lied when I said stuck in a red light with a Marlboro light on your lid. Does the smoke in your mirror get clearer without my kiss? Are you changing the station, replacing our favorite song? Well, maybe it's a mistake, hit the brakes on the moving on. Well, if you're anything like me, you just might be doing what takes to outrun the storm. But I'm almost out that door, and I'm one number away from calling you. I said I was through, but I'm dying inside. Got my head in a mess. Girl, I confess, I lied when I said I'm leaving, not coming back. Might be the whiskey or the midnight rain, but everywhere I go I see your face in my brain. Just wanna hear your voice, and I'm one number away from calling you. I said I was through, but I'm dying inside. Got my head in a mess. Girl, I confess, I lied when I said I'm leaving and not coming back. Might be the whiskey or the midnight rain, but everywhere I go, I see your face in my brain.
Muskie 101.
She moved into my old apartment. That's how we got this whole thing started. She called and said that I had mail waiting. Told her that I'd come and get it. How could I know in just a minute that I'd be standing face to face with my own destiny? Oh, and we sat there talking just like we were old friends. Oh, then I asked her, can I see you again? She said yes, and I said wow. She said when, and I said how about it right now? Love can't wait. Then I asked if she believed in fate, and she said yes. The days flew by just like a fast train, and nothing else has been on my brain except the thought of how she makes me the man I wanna be.
was made for me. Much to my surprise, she said yes, I said wow, she said when, and I said how about right now. Love can't wait. Then I asked if she believed in fate, and she said yes. Right now, love can't wait. Then I asked if she believed in faith, and she said yes.
Today in the studio is Joshua Spiegel. He is with the Wisconsin DNR, and today we're going to be talking about the sounds of elk. Now, I didn't see any elk horn that you brought with you. Are you going to imitate an elk for me?
I don't have my calls, so use your imagination with this.
All right. Well, you're doing a workshop, not necessarily a workshop, but a walking tour of the elk habitat. And I'm assuming this is going to be up near the Cable, Wisconsin area.
Yeah, so it's going to be based out of the Clam Lake area, so working with the Cable Natural History Museum. And the goal behind this, it's actually kind of a long-running field trip, field tour that that they've reached out annually. Kind of ties into a unique time of year from the elk front. So, that time of year, elk are extremely vocal. You know, they're few of the deer family members that make, they're the only deer family member that routinely makes a large noise that can be heard from long distances. So part of our DNR sampling is going out and getting to see, hear these animals and doing our counts. And what we can do at that same time frame is offer this field tour to hopefully get people to hear and see elk at the same time.
Oh, okay. So you're going to be touring out in the woods where the deer and the elk live.
Yep, where the deer and the elk roam. Yep, that's right. So, very early morning, so activity is best right at daybreak, cool mornings. Obviously, sure. We've got the date set for this already, so we're hoping for a cool morning that really invigorates those animals. But, yep, early morning meeting, I think it's a 6 a.m. meet at the specified location. The Cable Museum of Natural History has all that information.
Oh, okay.
People do have to be physically able. We're going to be walking through the woods a little bit. We can't guarantee that we're going to see and hear elk right off the side of the highway or roadway, whatever. But in order to get a good view of them, a good hear of them as well, get some good vocalization, we might have to go into the woods a little ways.
Yeah. So what was the project there? Maybe you can let me know how the elk got concentrated up in the Clam Lake area. How did this, was it a program that brought them up there and we're trying to get them adapted to this area? Tell me a little bit of the history about the elk in Clam Lake.
Yeah, well, I know we only got a couple minutes, so this presentation is usually 2 hours long, but the quick and short of it is in the late 1800s, elk were extirpated from the state of Wisconsin, so historically, we had elk here. We had a first introduction in the early 1900s that failed. And then in the 1995, UW-Stevens Point was granted permission by the governor to bring in 25 elk from the state of Michigan to start a project to see if they could sustain on the landscape.
Okay.
And ultimately, they did in the year 2000. The DNR hired an elk biologist and maintained those elk after the completion of the research project in 1999. So kind of threw them out there, said, yep, they'll make it. Here you go. So since about 1999, the DNR has been maintaining those elk on the landscape and getting them to the point of self-sustaining on the landscape.
All right. Very cool. So you also mentioned as part or not part of the field trip, but following the field trip, just a couple days later, the area of Clam Lake is holding a festival. And tell me a little more about that participation.
Yeah, so much like many of our small communities up here in northern Wisconsin, Clam Lake had kind of to reach out to myself and partners like Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and a lot of other groups with interest to hold a small community event related to the elk, right? This is the origin of the most recent elk reintroduction and kind of that 30-year history going back to 1995.
Yeah.
A few years back here, the community started putting together this small community. And, a lot of it is small vendors, food. They've got some music.
Sure.
The couple businesses there at the intersection of Highway 77 and MGG, et cetera.
Yeah.
They all got together and they thought, hey, this is a good way for us to bring people to town, but also to promote the elk, which is unique to us here. You know, there's elk in a few places in the state of Wisconsin, but again, this is the origin. So they wanted to start over, say, hey, we are extremely proud of our elk. And so they came up with Elk Fest. The department will be there, either myself or another employee, to kind of talk through where we are in current elk management, what's going on.
Okay.
I know one of the vendors is doing an antler shed hunt for kids. That's become a really cool item. Again, music and food and different vendors and stuff. So we're just hoping to get people in the area. I know there's a lot of fall festivals up here.
Right. Yep.
That's Saturday the 20th, I believe, of September. So people will be coming up, starting to see the color changes, taking those nice fall trips. And we hope that folks will swing out to Elk Fest as well and kind of learn about elk in Wisconsin.
Yeah, very cool. So tell me, because I've been out there a couple of times and I've seen the elk on the shoulders of the road. What are some safety tips, real quick safety tips that you can give besides stay in your car and keep the windows rolled up? But
we don't want to get out.
Do you want to take pictures?
Right.
But they seem so docile and tame, you know?
Right. Like, we don't have any of the cool signs like they do out in Yellowstone and that, you know, stay in your vehicle. But yeah, that's one of the biggest things. Obviously, they're one of the biggest animals out there. They know that there's very little competition or negative aspects to their environment. So they're comfortable. They stay nice and relaxed. They're not going to run off like white-tailed deer do. And just traveling through the area, that's one of the big things. They typically don't run across the road. They walk. So when you're driving, you don't anticipate them to run like a whitetail.
Right.
They might kind of do a light trot, but they hardly ever run. So be very careful driving. If you are going to pull over on the side of the road to look at elk, make sure you're well aware of passing vehicles, et cetera. Another good reason to stay in your vehicle. But again, they are wild animals. You know, they might look docile and tame, but especially through the fall months, those bulls are extremely aggressive they want to defend their territory. So you don't really want to press them on that as well.
Yeah.
So best thing is, you know, just stay a safe distance, 100 plus yards away. Take as many pictures as you want. Enjoy the experience, but no, let's not press the animals. And then be safe on those roadways, especially if you pull over.
Yep, very good. Joshua with the DNR, thank you very much for stopping in and telling us more about elk, and we look forward to seeing you at the field trip.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to, and you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine, makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home in a 4x4 by you, babe, from the bayou to Kentucky.
parked out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on a tailgate, feet on the dashboard. Oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me. Ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
Do it all day at work.
Real country variety.
Muskie 101.
She don't know she's beautiful. No, she's not that kind.
She don't know she's beautiful.
You make me crazy, and I kind of like it. You show me that apple, girl, and I want to bite. It's so crazy that I gotta have it, and I never want to get out of this straitjacket.
FM, Musky 101.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters that archery and crossbow deer hunting season opens this weekend. According to a press release, the two seasons will run through January 4th, except in counties and subunits that have extended their seasons through January 31st. DNR officials say the early archery and crossbow seasons are a great opportunity for hunters to harvest antlerless deer before additional hunting pressure changes their patterns. Bonus authorizations are still available in a number of counties. A newly proposed bill could expand Wisconsin's move-over law to include non-emergency vehicles. Under current state law, drivers are required to move over when approaching an emergency vehicle with flashing lights, including tow trucks assisting a crash or law enforcement authorities conducting a traffic stop. The new legislation would also require drivers to move over for any vehicle with flashing or hazard lights on the shoulder. Wisconsin would be the 20th state in the country to pursue the expansion of the move-over law. University of Minnesota Duluth union workers have officially gone on strike along with union workers from other UM campuses. Union officials say they authorized the strike because the University of Minnesota failed to meet the needs of their 1,400 union workers across the system. The union workers include critical positions like food service, sanitation, and maintenance. Union leaders also say they urged members to accept the last deal offered by the university system, but 82% of their members voted against it. The city of Ashland has received $1 million in grant funding for an overdue road reconstruction project. According to city officials, the funding from the Community Development Block Grant Program will be used for the reconstruction of 13th Avenue East between Highway 2 and 6th Street East. The project will also see the replacement of a water main installed in the 19th century that has become a common source of problems for the city. Officials say there are a number of other roads in the area that are also long overdue for repairs. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Musky 101 weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some dense fog expected early, then expect mostly cloudy skies with highs right around 70. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the lower 50s. A good-looking September day on Thursday with partly sunny skies and highs in the mid-70s. It's 58 at our studios.
Musky 101.
He wondered how she'd take it when he said goodbye. Thought she might do some crying, lose some sleep at night. But he had no idea when he hit the road that without him in her let herself go, let herself go on a singles cruise to Vegas once, then to Honolulu. Let herself yourself go to New York City. A week at the spa, came back knocked out pretty. When he said he didn't love her no more, she let herself go. She poured her heart and soul into their three-bedroom ranch. Spent her days raising babies, ironing his pants. Came home one day from the grocery store and found his note. And without him there to stop her, she let herself go. Let herself go on her first blind date. Had the time of her life with some friends at the lake. Let herself go, buy a brand new car. Drove down to the beach, he always said was too far. Sand sure felt good between her toes. She let herself go on a singles cruise. To Vegas once, then to Honolulu. Let herself go to New York City. A week at the spa, came back knocked out pretty. When he said he didn't love her no more, she let herself go. To Vegas once, Honolulu, New York City, came back knocked out pretty.
Like no other station I've ever listened to. It's great.
Nobody plays more country.
Musky 101.
Dear Lord, can you help me? I've fallen out of grace. I'm crawling back to heaven from this hell on earth I made. My blood is getting heavy. There's metal in my veins. It's running like the river filled with all of my mistakes. On my knees I'm looking up. I need a different kind of drug. I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming. Wondering where and when I fell apart. Oh, I fell apart. I had enough of my demons. Angels only need you where you are. And I'm in the dark. At least for now, Lord, I ain't losing hope. There's some. Shackled in these chains, I'm haunted by the lies of every time I said I'd change. I'm slipping through the shadows, it's weighing on my soul. The lights are shining on me, but there ain't nobody home. On my knees I'm looking up. I need a different kind of drug. I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming. Of my demons, but angels only meet you where you are, and I'm in the dark. At least for now, Lord, I ain't losing hope that somehow you can make a heart of gold from this heart of stone.
All right, guys, it's time for our man's prayer. We try to do this every Wednesday about this time because it's the middle of the week. We need to reaffirm our manlyhood with the man's prayer. So everybody stand up. All you men, stand up. Unless you're driving, don't stand up. Put your hand over your heart and raise your left hand. Right hand over your heart. Raise your left hand. You ready? Here it is. I'm a man, but I can change. If I have to, I guess. Amen. Amen. Yes. All right. Back to work. Back to work. You were doing, oh my goodness, too much fun here in the morning show. I can't believe it. Mark Lundeen here with you.
She's dressed to kill in a dress he bought her. She wouldn't care if he walked in and caught her. She's come to dance, a dance or two, and do no telling what by the time the night is through. She found out the hard way about him. She's out to find out how she'll do without him. Her hands are shaking, her heart's pounding by the way she's drinking. His memory. Head turns, you can see how hot her fire burns. He didn't know what a good thing he had. Well, it's too